诸位弟兄姐妹，大家平安。
Brothers and sisters, peace be with you.
刚才我们在唱圣诗的时候，时常这些 PowerPoint 呢，这个跟不大上。
As we sing hymns, a little often or sometimes maybe some glitches.
这是一个很好的现象。
And that is a good sign, actually.
因为怎么样呢？我们发现最近很多这些弟兄姐妹，他们新加入这些的侍奉，还在摸索的当中。
Because recently we have many of our brothers and sisters who are joining our communities and ministries, and they are still working on it.
所以这是很好的现象。我们看到很多弟兄姐妹，大家积极的想要来参与在侍奉上。
And it is very delightful to see that so many of our brothers and sisters, they are very, with a servant heart and are very gracious in working with us.
所以他们呢，渐渐呢，就会越来越熟悉。
So that, every one of us will, going forward together.
所以有这些跟不上呢，大家觉得很高兴，因为很多新人在参与。
So we feel that it's actually a good sign.
我们一起祷告。
Let us pray。
爱我们的父神，我们感谢你再次到主你面前来歌唱，来赞美你。
Our loving Father, we thank you that we come again to in front of you to sing for you and to praise you。
求主你的灵继续在会中跟我们同在。
Please be your spirit be with us。
来开启我们的心，来看见主你话语中的奥秘。
Open our hearts so that we may understand your word. We pray in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
有的人讲话很简单的，这个讲很简单的事，讲得非常的复杂，让你听到时候觉得很奥秘，难以了解。
Some people tend to complicate simple ideas in order to just impress people.
变成你觉得他是一位很有学问的人。
So that they want to, for people to see that they are well educated.
有的人将非常奥秘的道理用非常简单的方式把它表达出来，让人们听得觉得很容易了解。
But on the other hand,There are also people who communicate in a very simple way and make profound ideas easy to understand.
当我们读圣经的时候，将发现耶稣基督将非常用非常简单的方式将上帝高深奥秘的真理呈现出来。
And as we read the Bible, we often find that Jesus used simple language to make known the profound truth of God.
耶稣时常以生活上简单的题材来教导我们信仰上伟大的真理。
Jesus often used everyday examples to teach us the great truth of faith.
当耶稣看到人们在生活上忙碌与操心，要吃什么、喝什么、穿什么等等这些事的时候，耶稣在马太福音第六章二十六节说：“你们看那天上的飞鸟，也不种，也不收，也不积蓄在仓里，你们的天父尚且养活它，你们不比飞鸟更贵重得多吗？”
Seeing that people were often haunted by daily business such as eating, drinking, and clothing, Jesus said in Matthew 6:26, Look at the birds of the air. They do not sow or reap or store away in barns, and yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not much more valuable than they?
马太第六章二十八节，耶稣说，何必为衣裳忧虑呢？你想野地的百合花怎么长起来？它也不劳苦，也不纺线。
And in Matthew 6:28, And why do you worry about clothes? See how the flowers of the field grow. They do not labor or spin.
耶稣使用天上的飞鸟，也地里的百合花来说明非常深奥的真理。
And here, Jesus took birds and flowers to teach the profound truth.
意思就是，如果我们明白神是一位大有能力的全能者，他是创造宇宙万物的神，他掌管这宇宙所有的一切。
If we know that God is Almighty, who created the universe and rule over all things,
他甚至连天上的飞鸟、野地的百合花都照顾得那么好，那何况我们人类呢？
And who gave careful attention to birds and flowers? Then how much greater care would He give for us?
我们真的是照着神的形象所造的，我们在神的眼里是何等的贵重。
We were created in the image of God. How precious are we in the eyes of God?
耶稣告诉我们说，如果我们对神有这种的认识与了解的话，我们在每天的生活上就能够拥有从神那里来的安全感。
Jesus wants us to know that the Almighty God and to receive a sense of security from God.
因为我们相信，只要我们每天尽我们的本分去做神所交代我们的事的时候，神必供应。正如他照顾那些的飞鸟还有野地的百合花一样。
And by God, we believe that as we do God's will, He will provide what we need, just as He does for the birds and the flowers.
在马太第七章24-29节，同样。耶稣使用一个很简单的比喻来说，24节，所以，凡听见我这话就去行的，好比一个聪明人把房子盖在磐石上。
And in Matthew chapter 7, Jesus gave another simple parable. In verses 24, he says, "Therefore, everyone who hears these words of mine and puts them into practice."It's like a wise man who built his house on the rock.
26节继续说，凡听见我这话不去行的，好比一个无知的人把房子盖在沙土上。
And in verses 26, but everyone who hears these words of mine and does not put them into practice, is just like a foolish man who built his house on sand.
所以耶稣把人生比喻，我们是一个人生的建筑师。
Here, Jesus said that we are like architects of our own lives.
问题就是我们如何来建筑我们的人生呢？
How shall we then build our lives?
我们从马太福音第七章24-29节共同来以聪明人生的建筑师呢来领受神的话语。
Let us receive the message of God in Matthew chapter 7 verses 24-29, which describes a wise architect of life.
第一，我们要将我们的人生根基立在耶稣基督的磐石上。
The first message, lay the foundation on the rock of Jesus Christ.
马太福音第七章24-25节，耶稣说，所以凡听见我这话就去行的，好比一个聪明人把房子盖在磐石上，雨淋、水冲、风吹，撞着那房子总不倒塌，因为根基立在磐石上。
In Matthew 7:24-25, therefore, everyone who hears these words of mine and put them into practice is like a wise man who built his house on the rock. The rain came down, the stream rose, and the wind blows and beat against the house, yet it did not fall, because it had its foundation on the rock.
耶稣说，一个聪明的人就好像把房子的根基立在磐石上面。
Jesus said that a wise man is he who builds a house on the rock.
磐石也代表着耶稣基督。
and Jesus is that rock.
在马太福音十六章十三节说，耶稣到了该撒利亚腓立比的境内，就问门徒说，我人子是谁？
In Matthew 16:13, when Jesus came to the region of Caesarea Philippi, he asked his disciples, Who do people say the Son of Man is?
耶稣对他的门徒好像是做了一个考试，要知道他们对他的认识到底到了什么程度。
Here it seems that Jesus was testing his disciples of their understanding about him.
有的人说他是施洗约翰。
Some said he is John the Baptist.
有的人说他是以利亚，就是以前旧约时代一位神所重用的先知。
And some said Elijah, a prophet in the time of the Old Testament, and they thought that Jesus was his incarnation.
有如他再一次临到这个世上。
Just like Elijah returned again.
有的说他是先知当中的一位。
And some others said Jesus was one of the prophets.
马太福音十六章十六节，西门彼得回答说，你是基督，是永生神的儿子。
And in Matthew 16:16, Simon Peter answered, You are the Messiah, the Son of the living God.
耶稣说彼得对他这种的认识是从天上的父亲自来向彼得所启示的。
And Jesus said that Peter's understanding was from the God, the Father.
所以马太福音十六章十八节，耶稣告诉彼得说，我还告诉你，你是彼得，我要把我的教会建造在这磐石上。
In Matthew 16:18, And I tell you that you are Peter, and on this rock I will build my church.
意思就是耶稣要把他的教会建立在耶稣是基督，是永生神这种的信仰的基础上。
Jesus built his church on the rock of faith.Jesus is the Christ, the Son of the living God.
耶稣基督他就是教会的磐石。
Jesus Christ is the rock of the church.
教会就是建立在耶稣基督的磐石上。
And the church is built on the rock of Jesus Christ.
所以同样一个聪明的人，就是将他的人生建立在耶稣基督信仰的磐石上面。
And the wise man is he who puts his life on the rock of the faith of Jesus Christ.
你是否曾经看到一个大型的这个建筑的工程在进行？
Have you ever seen a great construction site?
你看到在建筑的工地挖土机忙着将地挖得很深？
Where excavators dig out the foundation.
推土机将土推开，甚至用抽水马达呢将地下水抽出来。
And bulldozers push away the soils and pump drums out waters.
工程师们和许多工人就好像在深渊里面在工作。
It's just like that engineers and workers are working in a very wide and deep trench.
那个工地那么宽。那么广阔，那么的深。
It is very wide and very deep.
如果你问工程师说，为什么将地挖得那么深
？If you ask an engineer why they make such a deep hole，
他将回答说，我们将地挖得这么的深，为了要盖很高的大楼。
And he will tell you that it is for the foundation of a skyscraper.
如果地基挖深了，房子或大楼建高就能够稳固。
Because the solid foundation makes a solid skyscraper.
耶稣说，一个聪明的人把房子盖在磐石上，就好像工程师在盖大楼，他们需要将地挖深灌水泥柱使大楼的地基能够坚固，好像磐石一样。
Jesus said that a wise man would build a house on a rock. It is just like how engineers build a skyscraper. They dig deep and create concrete pillars so that the foundation is rock solid.
因此如果风吹雨打水冲房子大楼甚至也不倒塌甚至地震也不怕。
And therefore, the buildings would be immune to winds, rains, floods, and even earthquakes.
我们来看一个图。
Let us look at some photos.
你们大家这个桥叫什么桥呢？
Do anyone know what is this bridge?
Golden Gate Bridge, 这个金门桥。我很感谢神的恩典与带领，在1976到78年到加州伯克莱的太平洋宗教学院进修两年。
I thank God's grace and guidance that I could spend 2 years in Berkeley, California, and study in the Pacific School of Religions.
前几个礼拜我也提到我到这个学校进修过。
I have shared about this a few weeks ago.
今天不同的分享我当初在神学院我们宿舍是2层楼的宿舍面对着这个金门桥。
And today I would like to share yet another story. In those days when I was in Berkeley, California, I was living in a 2-story dormitory facing the Golden Gate Bridge.
神学院在山坡上有很好的景观可以望着旧金山湾还有这个金门桥。
The school was located on a hill with a good view towards the San Francisco Bay as well as the bridge.
我第一年的时候宿舍是被分配在第一层楼。
During my first year there,I lived on the first floor.
因为比较低，从窗户望出去的时候，只看到一些的 view， 一些的景观。
And I only have the limited view of the bay and the bridge.
到第一年快要结束之前呢，我到学校去申请说，我第二年呢就第二年资格会比较资深一点，我是不是可以上到第二楼上面去？
And I applied for a second floor room for the next year.
感谢主，我的申请被允许了，所以我第二年呢就搬上了二楼上去。
I thank God that I got a permission so that I move upstairs in the second year.
当我从宿舍的窗子望出去的时候，就能够看到很漂亮的旧金山湾，那湾里面甚至还有小岛，又看到金门桥。
And as I look through the windows of the dormitory, I really enjoy the beautiful view that even through the window I can see the islands of the San Francisco Bay.
实在是感谢神的恩典。
And I really thank God for His grace.
金门桥在1937年完成，这是一个吊桥，全长4200英尺。
The Golden Gate Bridge.Was established in 1937. It is a suspension bridge with the length of 4,200 feet.
我们看到它那个坚固耐久性，那个承受力的秘诀，就是在于它的弹性它的弹性就是在于它有很好的地基。
And the bridge is durable because of its flexibility, and it is flexible.Because of its good foundation.
金门桥南北的桥墩的地基都是根基在岩石的上面。
The base of the bridge at both ends was laid on a rock.
因此它能够承受重量压力那个 impact 那个冲力以及摆动。
And therefore it can stand against weight, pressures, impulse, and swing.
金门桥的工程完成之后1938年2月9日遇到一个非常强烈的暴风雨那个桥被摆动离开中心8至10尺仍然没有问题。
Just 1 year after, on the February 9th, 1938, there came a terrible thunderstorm. The bridge was swinging to the left and to the right.Away from its normal position by 8 to 10 feet, but the bridge survived.
甚至那个北边的桥墩底下是 San Andreas 地震断层。
And the bridge even survived even for the earthquake, though the north base of the bridge was on the San Andreas fault because it has its foundation on a rock.
所以虽然地震它也不怕，因为根基在磐石的上面。这个比喻帮助我们了解耶稣说，一个聪明的人就好像把他的房子盖在磐石的上面，雨淋风吹撞着那房子总是不倒塌，因为根基立在磐石的上面。
The bridge survived because it has its foundation on a rock. This illustrates what Jesus has said, that a wise man builds his house on a rock. The rain came downThe stream rose, and the wind blows, and beat against that house, yet it did not fall, because it had its foundation on the rock.
同样，如果我们把人生的根基建立在耶稣基督的信仰上面的时候，我们将能够去面对、克服人生种种的困难与挑战。
In the same way, we shall be able to face and to overcome the challenging lives if we buildif we have our life's foundation on the faith of Jesus Christ.
第二，实践耶稣基督的真理。
The second message, live the truth of Jesus Christ.
再回到马太福音第七章二十四节啊，二十六节，同时这么的说：所以啊，凡听见我这话就去行的，就好比一个聪明的人啊，凡听见我的话不去行的。好比一个无知的人。
In Matthew chapter 7, Jesus said that, Therefore, everyone who hears this word of mine and put them into practice is like a wise man. But everyone who hears these words of mine and does not put them into practice is like a foolish man.
耶稣说一个聪明或者是智慧的人与无知的人的差别就是在于是否去实践耶稣基督的真理。
Jesus told us that it is the carry out of the truth of Jesus Christ that set the difference between the wise and the fool.
当我们去实践耶稣基督的真理的时候，就好像是一个智慧的人。
And we are wise if we live the truth of Jesus Christ.
所有的福音书里面都记载耶稣经常的走路到各处去传福音。
All the Gospels tells us that Jesus often walked to places to preach the good tidings.
耶稣有许多宝贵的话语都是在走路到各处去的这个过程的当中所说的话。
And many of Jesus' teachings took place during his walks.
这象征神是一位行动的神。
This shows that God is of action.
我们的信仰应当付诸行动，这才对我们有益处。否则的话，这信心对我们好像是死的。
Our faith is of good to us if we take actions. Otherwise, our faith is dead and bear no fruit.
如果我们不去行，这些信心对我们没有益处。如果我们有信用卡，信用卡公司给我们一个信用额，我们每个月可以赊账，比如5000块钱。
If we have any credit card, we know that the credit card company may offer us monthly credits, say $5,000.
每一张信用卡都有一个期限。
And every credit card has an expiration date.
在期限之前，信用卡公司会再寄张新卡来给我们。
And before it expires, the company will send you a new card for replacement.
新卡上注明说要从你家的电话打去使这一张卡生效。
And you'll have to give a company a call in order to activate the card.
你要采取行动，拿起电话来打电话给信用卡公司说，让他知道你愿意接受这张卡的使用。
You must take action and give the call, so that they know you are willing to use the card.
在我们的信仰上也是一样，时常应当去 activate， 就是使我们的信仰能够发生作用。
In the same way that we shall often activate our faith to live the truth of God.
意思就是我们时常要去实践神的真理，因此带来我们生命的改变。
To live the truth of God, and it will change our lives and will lead us.
我们才能去体验神之丰盛的恩典。
It will lead us to the rich and grace that are in God.
我们教会今年的主题就是为主刚强壮胆。
This year, our church theme is Be Strong and Courageous for Christ.
我们彼此的勉励，勇敢的能够来踏出信心的脚步，实践耶稣基督的真理。
Let us exhort one another and make brave moves with faith to live the truth of Jesus Christ.
我们要activate 就使我们的信心产生作用出来。
We shall activate our faith and put it into action.
有一位弟兄见证说他的堂兄弟 Aaron 告诉他说他在伊利诺的一间教会受洗。
A brother once shared a testimony regarding his brother Aaron. Aaron was about to receive the baptism in Illinois.
这个教会他们特别一个规定，就是说，每位这个弟兄姐妹受洗，教会要求他们要有一个忏悔的时间。
And the church of that Aaron goes to, the church requires him to have a time of repentance.
他必须回到他所有得罪的每一个人的那里呢，向他们道歉。
He had to go back to everyone he had wronged and apologize to them.
试着去为他所做的过错赔罪。
To try to make amends for the mistake he'd made.
他说，这真是可怕的事。
And Aaron said, that was a very scary stuff.
但另外说来，他喜欢这样，这个方法有效。
But in another way, he loved it, and it worked.
他花了六个月的时间去做。
It took him 6 months to do so.
当他完成的时候，他变成了一个完全不同的人了。
But when he was done, he was a completely different person.
或者说，他逐渐的成为一个完全不同的人。
Or he was on his way to becoming one.
这位弟兄听了他的堂兄弟 Aaron 的分享的时候，他说：“我第一个直觉的反应就是太恐怖了。”
Hearing Aaron's action, his brother said, "My first reaction was of terror."
但是他说：“但我想了一下，我能够看到这样子做呢，可以获得很奇妙的果效。”
But on the second thought, I could see that.How magic could come to it?
他说：“我觉得要去向人赔罪，对，去对要去实行的人来说，是一件非常谦卑的作为，因此改变将会发生。”
And his brother said, "I had a feeling that that kind of making amends would be so humbling."To the person who was doing it, that changes was bound to happen.
他看到了他的堂兄弟 Aaron 生命的改变，因此他也照这个方法去做了。他向以前得罪过的人去向求他们向他们赔罪。
Seeing that the change in Aaron, his brother followed the same way and made amends to the one he had wronged.
他说他不仅做了六个月他仍然一直的在做如果有人他得罪了什么人他就马上向他们道歉。
And after 6 months, he even carried on the task. If he wronged anyone, he would immediately apologize.
他努力照着神的话语去行使他能够成为神所要他成为的人。
He made every effort to follow the teaching of God, to becoming the one that God wanted him to be.
所以我们要遵照主的话语去与人和好赦免人以基督的爱去爱人。
Let us follow the teaching of God and make peace with people, forgive people, love people with the love of Christ.
这是我们作为神的儿女的每个人应当去做的不仅仅是刚刚受洗的人并且是我们每个人终身的功课。
This is what every child of God should do. And this is not only for one who just received baptism. This is the life lesson for everyone.
最后我们要善用现今的机会。
The third message, take current opportunities.
已故的美国著名的作家Irma Bombeck 有一天有人问他说如果人生能够再来一次的话他将做任何的改变呢
Irma Bombeck assists American writers There was a time that someone asked her that if she was going to live her life again that why would he make changes
如果能人生能够再回来一次的话做什么改变呢他说 No
And her first response was no, that if I had my life to live over, then I would not make changes.
但她又想了一下，然后这么地说，如果人生能够再来一次的话，我将少说一点，多听一些。
But then she said, if I had my life to live over, I would have talked less and listened more.
我将邀请朋友到家里来晚餐甚至地毯被弄脏了沙发因此褪色了我也不在
And I would have invited friends over to dinner even if the carpet was stained and the sofa fade
我将永远不会在一个夏天的日子里坚持着车子的窗户一定要关起来，因为我刚刚梳理了头发，便碰上了发漆。
And I would never have insisted. And I would never have insisted that the car's window be rolled up on a summer day just because my hair has just been teased, settled, and sprayed.
我将与我的小孩们坐在草地上，不去挂虑衣服呢被草地弄脏了。
And I would have sat down on the lawn with my children and not worry about the grass stain.
当我的小孩奔腾的跑来要亲我的时候，我将永远不会说等一下再来，先去洗手准备吃晚餐。
And when my child kissed me impetuously, I would never have said, later, now, go get washed up for dinner.
我将说更多的我爱你，更多的对不起。
And there would have been more I love yous, more I'm sorrys.
但最主要的，如果人生能够再来一次，我将把握住每一分钟，真正的抓住机会，不让它错过。
But mostly, given another shot at life, I would seize every minute.Look at it and really see it, and never give it back.
Emma 这些的分享提醒我们把握住现今的机会。
Emma's reflection also reminds us that to make the most of every opportunities.
在我们每天的生活上能够付出更多的爱心。
To give and to love.
更多的关怀。
And to care for each other.
做一些更有意义的事。
And do meaningful things.
以弗所书第五章十五到十六节说，所以你们的行为要谨慎，不要像无知的人，要像智慧的人，要善用每一个机会，因为目前的日子 很险恶。
In the Bible, in the book of Ephesians 5:15-16, be very careful then how you live, not as the unwise, but as wise, making the most of every opportunity, because the days are evil.
神的话语告诉我们，在这险恶的时代里面，我们更要小心我们的行为，不要像无知的人，乃要像智慧的人，要善用现今每一个机会。
God's words tells us to be watchful about how we live in the evil days. Be wise and make the most of every opportunity.
我们要把握机会，爱人，爱护照顾自己的亲人，以主的爱去关心去爱人。
Let us take chance to live, to love, and to take care of our family.
我们要把握机会来服侍主。
And in the love of God, let us take chance to serve the Lord.
在我们教会的事工上，我们很感谢弟兄姐妹，大家都凭着爱主的心在许多事上的参与。
In our church, we thank God, our brothers and sisters join the work of God.
在肢体之间彼此的关怀，在能力、时间、财力上为主慷慨的摆上奉献。
And brothers and sisters are the help of all each members with the heart that loves God.Graciously offering talent, wealth, and time.
我们很感谢主，大家都是凭着把握机会回应主的爱来服侍他。
And we thank God that everyone takes chance to serve the Lord in response to the love of God.
我们要善用现今的机会、恩赐、才能、能力来爱神，来爱人。
So let us make the most of what we have be given to us, to love God and to love people.
在沙滩上，逐沙堡，好像是一件很浪费时间的事。
It seems to be a waste of time to build a sand castle on the beach.
不管你花了多少的心思努力，去建筑那个沙堡，当下一个海水涨潮的时候，将被海水冲走。
Because no matter how you carefully build the sand castle, it is gone in the next wave.
沙堡除了带给小孩子兴趣之外，好像没有其他别的用途。
It seems that the sand castle only brings kids enjoyment.
但是主沙堡有可能是人生最重要学习的功课之一。
But building a sand castle could actually be one of the most valuable life lessons.
沙堡不能够上市去卖，它也不能够保存下来。
A sand castle could not be sold, nor could it be kept.
当我们拥有一个沙堡的时候，我们所能做的事就是去享受那所拥有的时刻。
The only thing that we could do with a sand castle is to savor the moment, to enjoy the moment.
这好像告诉我们要珍惜现今的机会，有智慧的去运用这些的机会，彼此的相爱，爱神，爱人。
It teaches us that let us cherish the time, be wise and love each other and love God.
沙堡让我们想到这世上的财宝，所有的一切就好像这个沙堡一样是非常暂时的。我们求神赐给我们智慧的心，能够去运用这世界的财宝，做一些有意义的事。
Just like a sand castle.The earthly treasure lasts but a moment. Let us seek the Lord for wisdom to make use of the earthly treasure for good purpose.
耶稣在马太福音第六章十九节说，不可为自己积蓄财宝在地上。
In Matthew chapter 6, verses 19, Jesus said, Do not store up for yourself treasures on earth.
十节说， 要为自己积蓄财宝在天上。
And in verses 20, he said, But store up for yourself treasures in heaven.
积蓄财宝在地上，意思就是非常的短暂，暂时。
Treasures on earth last but a moment.
积蓄财宝在天上代表存到永恒的价值。
Treasures in heaven last forever.
耶稣要我们运用物资的资源来关心神的国度，是象征着存到永远的意义。
Jesus told us to use the given resources for the sake of the kingdom of God, for the eternal purpose.
比如我们对神的国度传福音的事工上的付出奉献，因此福音能够传开人们因此能够来信主来得救成为神的儿女这是永恒的意义与价值。
For example, what we have been doing so far for the preaching of the kingdom of God, so that the good tidings came across, and people believe in the Lord and are redeemed to become the children of God.
我们为主耶稣基督的圣位种种的摆上与付出因此教会的圣工能够顺利的推展。
And what we have been doing for the holy community and congregations of the Lord Jesus Christ, so that the church reached out and people come to the church.
当有人在信仰上遇到了疑惑到了教会，借着参与在教会各种的聚会活动当中得着了这些的帮助，这是存到永恒的价值。
People come to the church and the fellowships and receive helps in faith. This is of eternal purpose.
小卫在去年决定说，在我们聚会完之后，我们的爱餐，我们看作是一种的事工。
In last year, the sessions of our church have decided that the lunch in our church is one of the ministries.
就是在爱餐当中，大家彼此的交谊，彼此的鼓励，在信仰上大家能够得着造就，那这样是成为一个事工，我们的付出，我们觉得这是非常宝贵的，让弟兄姐妹也借着这些交谊能够在生活上得到关怀，在信仰上得到造就。
And it is our prayer that during the lunch, that people can fellowship with each other and care for each other and love each other. How gracious it is that we are praying, keep praying for it.
所以当我们为了这个特别的事工来奉献来出力的时候，我们看到这存到永远的这种的意义。
And through it, we see the internal purpose and the internal meaning.
当有人在人生中遇到了特别的困难或是打击心里沮丧，在绝望之中，能够借着教会得着安慰，在基督耶稣里得着的盼望，这是无价之宝，也是存到永远的意义。
And when people receive comfort through church, found hope in Christ, in their times of despair and depression, this is of eternal purpose and it is invaluable.
我们对主的教会每一个关心，每一个付出，从这个角度来看正如耶稣所说的积蓄在天上的财宝，这个意义与价值存到永远。
From all these real points, what we have been offering for the church of the Lord is just like what Jesus described, that treasures store up in heaven, and its meaning and value will last forever.
耶稣叫我们要成为一个聪明的人生的建筑师。
Jesus told us to be a wise architect of life.
意思就是我们要将我们的人生的根基建立在耶稣基督这个磐石，这个信仰上面。
Which means that we shall lay the foundation of faith on the rock of Jesus Christ.
希望在主里面我们都有七种的智慧、将耶稣基督的信仰来建立我们的人生。
And we pray that we will have a wisdom from God to live the truth of Jesus Christ.
借着耶稣基督叫我们要去实践他的真理。
And to take actions and activate the truth to live the truth of Jesus Christ.
我们照着他的话去行的就是一个智慧的人。
As we do according to his teachings, then it is a wise man.
并且我们把握住神所赐给我们的机会，在我们的人生当中，我们能够把握住机会来爱神，来爱人。
And also let us take opportunities to love God and to love each other.
我们一起祷告。
Let us pray.
爱我们的父神，我们感谢你再次到主你面前来敬拜你。
Dear lovely God, we thank you.That we come to you again to worship you.
让我们得着智慧，能够将我们的信仰建立在耶稣基督的磐石上。
Grant us wisdom and help us to lay the foundation of faith on the rock of Jesus Christ.
我们感谢你在上个礼拜四天团契的福音的当中，有四位弟兄姐妹。来追至
And dear God, we thank you that during last weekends, that our Mandarin Young Adult Fellowship during our retreat, there were four brothers and sisters decided to follow Jesus.
我们感谢你，建成、小韩、亮义、李用他们接受你为他们个人的救主，求主你继续带领他们前面属灵的路程。
We thank you that.Mike, 小韩、亮义 and Leon, they all follow you. And this is our prayer that you will keep guiding them and leading them.
我们感谢你，他们有几种的聪明，将他们的人生建立在你信仰的磐石上。
We thank you for your wisdom to them that they would like to lay their faith on you.
我们特别为我们现在正在进行在寻遍一位儿童青少年事工的主任，求主您继续在前面带领。
And it is also our prayer that you will guide us and lead us in a search for the ministries of children ministry, so that we could find a coordinator for the children ministry.
为我们准备一位合适的人选在一起来侍奉你。
Please prepare a candidate for us so that we could serve you.
在这大灾期的期间，准备我们的心来迎接复活节的来临。
And please prepare our heart for the coming of the Easter.
在我们当中，如果有人遇到在生活上特别的困难，求主你成为他们的盼望，他们的引导前面的路程。
And we lift up in our prayers our brothers and sisters who are currently facing the challenge of lives.
求主你将你的平安、主你的恩典赐福在每个人的身上。
Please grant us your peace and your grace to every one of us.
祷告奉告耶稣基督的圣名。
We pray in the holy name of Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.